You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Devin Watkins. The people of Zimbabwe appear united in celebrating what they see as an opportunity for rebirth after decades of political repression, social injustice, lack of human rights, and a spiraling economic downfall. Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in as the country's new president on Friday, laying out a grand vision to revitalize Zimbabwe's economy. He was sworn in just days after Robert Mugabe resigned as president after a military takeover and 37 years in power. Speaking to tens of thousands of supporters in Harare's stadium, President Mnangagwa vowed to rule on behalf of all the country's citizens and to build a bridge over the country's ethnic and political divides. Archbishop Marek Zalewski, Apostolic Nuncio to Zimbabwe, told Linda Bordoni this is an historic moment.
Historical moment and very important for the people here, for the church, for the whole country, I would say. And this, we had a beautiful example last night, yesterday evening, that the people, after having heard the news of the resign, of the stepping down of President Mugabe, went out on the streets to dance, to drink, to eat, to make a celebration till 2 o'clock in the morning, more or less. So it's a big enthusiasm that we are living here, and also hope for the better future.
From the outside, you know, we've been watching Zimbabwe for many years, and the takeover by one of his close allies and by the military, of course, the ZANU-PF party is obviously going to continue to be in control. Why do you think there is hope for change?
Because the people, the enthusiasm of the people makes some pressure also on the, will be not easy, obviously, but what I see now is a little different way of thinking. Maybe they feel free because they realize that the military power and the army of Zimbabwe is not so bad, and they are also suffering the present crisis of economic crisis. So putting them all together as a people, as a nation, I think they have very big potential, and they could exercise, if they are well organized and have enough courage to make some pressure on the new government, they could exercise very big influence.
So you think there is potential for opening a new chapter, not only in the economic field, but also in the much-needed human rights field?
There is always a potential. I don't know if you have had some experience of Zimbabwe and his people, which are very friendly, I would say highly educated, intelligent. They like to work, they like to study, they like to change their countries. What they need is some kind of, you know, permission from the high authorities. And the country will be completely different. So my friends here, we should work together to also to influence government, to control, to fight against abuses, corruption, and violation of human rights, not just keeping quiet and staying in a place that nobody notices.
You're absolutely right. Yes, I do know the Zimbabwean people, and they are amazing for their resilience and for their love of peace throughout these years. They have suffered so much. Zimbabwe used to be the breadbasket of Africa. It has so much to give.
What does this mean? It means how important is who govern us. Very big importance has the style, the people who occupy these responsible places. So we have to collaborate with them, but we have to pray for them also, that Lord gives them the wisdom and the courage to make sometimes courageous choices, but according to social justice. So for me and for many people here, the future of Zimbabwe is to collaborate one with another. No more separation, no more talking about racism, no more reminding the people that they are suffered because of colonial past, which is a big lie as well. So, but fresh start, new start with more hope, collaboration and understanding.
Hopefully some of the refugees might come back as well.
Yes, surely. because the difficult economic situation here provoked in the recent years, especially after 2008, the grand immigration of Zimbabweans, especially young generation, millions escaped or emigrated to South Africa, the other countries, looking for better job and better life. Now, this is also a part of potential that Zimbabwe has. They will be back. I'm not everyone, maybe, but many of them will be back to work to build the new country.
What role does the church have to play in this moment?
The church, very important role, because among many declarations and news published in these days, only Catholic Church puts very clear that for the good future of Zimbabwe, we need to apply the concept of social justice, respect for religious freedom, and respect for human rights. I see many of these letters and the declarations, but only Catholic bishops put it very clearly. So this is the basis, no, on which we have to work. Then the people is very enthusiastic here, very patient, and they hope for the better future. But the church must teach them, let's say like this, must propose in which direction they have to go. What is important? It's not important to gain or to steal $1,000 and feel rich. This is for the future of the country, actually, is a disaster. This was always like this. The corruption here is very, very big problem. So the church is helping to create a new mentality, new society, more just, maybe more Christian, more open to the needs of our neighbor.
And hopefully it will be more free to do so.
Freedom, respect for human rights, the good, wise economic choices, this is all is very important. But this is the reason now, after the enthusiasm.
We are praying for a success story in Zimbabwe.
Exactly. I'd like to mention also the influence of international community, that very often they tolerate too much this kind of dictatorship, or we keep silence, or because it's convenient for different reasons. So I think the international community, a big organization like United Nations and the others, European Union, they could help also to form a just government, and this will be also a big contribution for the better future of this country.
That was Archbishop Marek Zalewski, Apostolic Nuncio to Zimbabwe, speaking to Linda Bordoni.